AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. We've been pouring through the nearly 23,000 pages of documents members of Congress released this week on Jeffrey Epstein. Hai Panjwani reports they reveal that Epstein maintained a network of the rich and powerful despite his status as a sex offender.
The emails show that Epstein maintained connections with influential figures despite his 2008 guilty plea to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl. The documents, spanning at least a decade, show Epstein's interactions with business executives, reporters, academics, and political players. Some supported him during legal troubles, while others sought introductions or advice. The emails don't implicate his contacts in crimes, but do illustrate his influence. Epstein was charged with sex trafficking in 2019 and died in jail a month later. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Acceding to President Trump's demands, Attorney General Pam Bondi says she's ordered a top federal prosecutor to investigate Epstein's ties to former President Bill Clinton and other political foes of Trump. The Federal Aviation Administration says it's rolling back the flight restrictions it's imposed at U.S. airports. The mandatory 6% flight cuts are being eased to 3% beginning Saturday morning. The Labor Department will release its September jobs report next Thursday, a month and a half late. President Trump has signed an executive order to get rid of tariffs on a broad list of commodities, including beef, coffee, and tropical fruits. It's part of a response to consumer complaints that prices are too high. And the Agriculture Department's released new data on China's purchases of American soybeans. The report shows there have only been two since President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping's summit last month, totaling 332,000 metric tons. That's well short of the 12 million metric tons that Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said China had agreed to purchase by January. And on Wall Street Friday, an early swoon for stocks quickly calmed. The S&P erased nearly all of an early 1.3% drop. This is AP News. Baseball's best. Kevin Kulbaugh has them.
Two-way star Shohei Ohtani won his fourth MVP award in a unanimous vote for the National League honor, and Aaron Judge earned the American League accolade for the third time. Ohtani was named MVP for the third straight year. It's his second in the NL with the two-time defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers after winning two in the AL with the Angels. All four have been unanimous. Judge became the New York Yankees' fourth three-time winner, edging Seattle's Cal Raleigh with 17 first-place votes to 13 for the switch-hitting catcher.
Congrats to Cal Raleigh, Jose Ramirez, you know, everybody out there, man. They had two incredible seasons. You know, it's always fun playing against those two, you know, especially when we play Seattle, man. The main objective is, you know, make sure Cal doesn't beat you, man, because he can beat you from both sides of the plate.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.